You helped other schools get started too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We helped OCOMS, Oklahoma College of Osteopathic Medicine, get started early on. In fact, they used our library. They used the building, which is now the Alfred M. Phillips Health Sciences Center. That was the old Oklahoma School of Accountancy. They used that facility. We made them part of our family in the beginning. They shared cafeteria, books. And then with OU, when they decided maybe they need to bring over their OU School of Medicine, we worked with them in the same way to get them started. I feel really good about those things. In my own career, I've always believed in partnerships. I've always believed you help someone else do the right thing, everybody benefits.
Langston, did you help Langston?
Oh, yeah. Did we help Langston? We gave Langston their initial space when we vacated the state office complex. We gave them the furniture and the things that we could give them. Now, they still had to lease it, you know, from the state. I can't remember how that all worked, but I'm still a supporter of Langston. There's a lot of stories there in terms of all the schools that are now here, and I'm thrilled that they all are here.
But you had a hand in helping them at the beginnings.
All of them. Yeah. Every one of them. OSU Tulsa and OU came over here. I look back. I'll always have great respect for David Bourne and Jim Halligan and people because they worked with us. They saw the possibilities, and look what they've done. It's pretty amazing. Then I look at what NSU has done in Broken Arrow. I even take a little credit for Roger State. I don't know if it's still true, but because I was always sort of out with all these different folks, we were sort of like a little dog, you might say, and I could invite all these people to meetings, presidents and all, and they'd show up. Because I don't think we were really a threat to anybody, and they sort of rub our tummy and make us smile, you know, and that was a neat thing. That was a really good time in Tulsa, for Tulsa. My vision back then, too, was that the Tulsa area should be serving 75,000 students in higher education by the year 2020. We're going to see if that dream comes true.
How many is it serving today?
I think over 50.
Mm-hmm.
When we came, it was serving about 7. With ORU and TU.
So. Looks like you're on target then, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Tell us about the first graduation ceremonies, how many you had, and what a joy that had to be.
Our first graduation ceremony was actually at the end of our first year because we had a few students transfer in with enough credits to graduate at the end of the first year. We were checking them off and working with them and listening to them and looking at data, we actually had 11 of them go through graduation. And it was on the third floor of the Sinclair Building. Governor David Hall was the commencement speaker. It wasn't a huge crowd, probably 150 maybe showed up. And that's about all that room would hold. But it was special. And what is interesting is knowing today how successful many of those early people have been in their lives. I had no idea, but it is really interesting. Hmm. And the one that I think I mentioned earlier is it was the chair of the student association. He's a dentist. He did graduate the first year and was a teacher. I mean, it's just amazing how well a lot of them have done.
That had to be a big day.
Oh, it was a big day.